Duke Room. My name is Cynthia, and I'm an alcoholic. This is an open meeting of the Atlanta Group of Alcoholics Anonymous, and all are welcome to attend. It is our belief that our meeting structure is necessary to maintain the integrity of the group so that it may better carry the message of AA, and since the most important aspect of AA recovery is one alcoholic relating to another, only alcoholics participate. If your primary problem is other than alcoholism, we think it would also be helpful for you to contact an anonymous organization which more specifically deals with your addiction. Our literature persons have the list of such groups with their phone numbers. In any case, we hope that what you learn here may be helpful to your recovery and/or understanding. Jen will read the preamble.
Hi, my name is Jennifer and I'm an alcoholic. Hello, AA. Alcoholics Anonymous is a fellowship of men and women who share their experience, strength, and hope with each other that they may solve their common problem and help others to recover from alcoholism. The only requirement for membership is a desire to stop drinking. There are no dues or fees for AA membership. We are self-supporting through our own contributions. AA is not allied with any sect, denomination, politics, organization, or institution, does not wish to engage in any controversy, neither endorses nor opposes any causes. Our primary purpose is to stay sober and help others achieve sobriety.
Please join in the serenity prayer. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. And Neil will read the steps.
Hi, I'm Neil. I'm an alcoholic. 12 steps. 1, we admitted we were powerless over alcohol, that our lives had become unmanageable. 2, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. 3, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood him. 4, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. 5, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. 6, were entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. 7, humbly asked him to remove our shortcomings. 8, made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. 9, made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10, continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11, sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood him, praying only for knowledge of his will for us and the power to carry that out. And 12, having had a spiritual awakening as the result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to alcoholics and to practice these principles in all our affairs. Thanks.
Marcella will read the traditions.
Hi, Marcella. I'm an alcoholic. Tradition 1, each member... Oh, that's a long form. I'm sorry. 12 traditions. 1, our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon AA unity. 2, for our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God, as he may express himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. 3, the only requirement for AA membership is a desire to stop drinking. 4, each group should be autonomous except in matters affecting other groups or AA as a whole. 5, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the alcoholic who still suffers. 6, an AA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the AA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7, every AA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8, Alcoholics Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9, AA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10, Alcoholics Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues, hence the AA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11, our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, and films. And 12, anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all of our traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities.
Tonight is anniversary night. The format of the meeting will be the 10-minute speaker will speak on the eighth tradition, our information break, and then the main speaker who will speak for 25 minutes, followed by our anniversary celebrants. Our 10-minute speaker tonight is Bob.
My name is Bob, and I'm an alcoholic. And I said, I was talking to Tika and Scott before the meeting, and I said, I don't like to talk about the traditions at the Atlantic Group because it's so grown up. And then Tika said, well, Bob, you are the overall chair. Like, probably rise to the occasion if you could. this is the long form of the eighth tradition, which I'm supposed to read. Eight, Alcoholics Anonymous should remain forever non-professional. We define professionalism as the occupation of counseling alcoholics for fees or hire. But we may employ alcoholics where they are going to perform those services for which we might otherwise have to engage non-alcoholics. Such special services may be well recompensed, one of my favorite words. But our usual AA 12-step work is never to be paid for. So, I did a little history. AA comes of age. I read this like 19 times. I read I took a bus trip up to Boston for the weekend, the Feng Hua bus, like 4 hours down, 4 hours up, reading, in the 12 and 12. And what I found was, it's very, very simple. I mean, it's very, very simple, this. And the history of it is, I wanted to say first that, for those of you, I know that when I was new up until about, like, maybe couple of months ago, I just didn't care, just like it's a tradition meeting, oh please, and for whatever reason, and I think it's because I've come here and I call Stacy every day and I do the things that we're supposed to do, there's been a new joy in my life, and one of the joys is realizing that this society that we're in, fellowship that we're in, the whole thing is, it's absolutely a miracle. And, when you feel that joy, it's really pretty unbelievable. I mean, we don't keep anybody out that wants to come in. We don't promote ourselves. We don't get money from anything outside. We pay for our own way. And that in 2008 in this country, it's unbelievable. It's really unbelievable. So, Tradition 8, historically, in the program, there was one of the stories that I read, there was the 24th Street Playhouse, Workhouse, Workshop, what was it called? Whatever. Clubhouse, thank you. All right, Clubhouse. obviously, it was on 24th Street, I don't know where it was. And there were, the story goes, they had repainted the whole place and they had cleaned it up really nice and people were answering phones and doing what they were supposed to be doing. And then they were all volunteers, alcoholics doing service, and they would leave and they would sort of leave keys with whoever. Everybody had a key to this clubhouse. And some of the drunks would come in and they'd sleep there, they'd make a mess of the place, they'd, ruin it. And then, these alcoholics doing service would come back and like, well, we're not going to do it again. So evidently it got really dirty and it got really unruly and messy. And they decided, there was this fireman Tom. He was a retired fireman. His name was Tom. And they said, listen, Tom, we know you're retired and you have really nothing to do. It's like, why don't you live here in the clubhouse and sort of just, you mean like every day? Yeah, like every day and just sort of like hang around and sleep here and sort of, sweep a little. And he's like, you want me to be the janitor of the clubhouse like 7 days a week? And they said, well, yeah, that's kind of what we want. And they sort of, bickered back and forth about the salary. And then they realized, this took a while, all these traditions, to realize what's the proper thing to do. They gave Tom a proper salary to take care of the clubhouse, to make sure that people weren't ruining at night, to make sure the bathrooms were clean, to make sure that everything worked in order, so that people could come in and do 12-step work. So that's what they allow people to be paid for. You are paid if you make it easier for GSO, intergroup, or whatever, to do 12-step work, you may be paid, and paid well. La-da-da. That's the eighth tradition. What was the other story I wanted to tell you? Can't remember it. And it was so funny, really. It was so funny. Yeah, so that's pretty much it. I mean, we, you know, the 7 and 8, I know what I wanted to say to you. This is what I wanted to tell you. When this was written, When this was written, there was no such thing as a circuit speaker, right? There were no circuit speakers. And I called GSO today, and I said, well, what about, you give a plane fare to so-and-so, and you give a hotel room, you maybe put a fruit basket in the what about that? I said to them, and she said, well, they're not actually exchanging money for him or her speaking. They could be anybody. They could be poor. And how are they going to get from New York to Hawaii or New York to Denmark? I mean, how would they do that? But they're a really good speaker, and they're going to help a lot of people. So that is one thing that has been added that wasn't thought of in these traditions. But, that it makes sense to me, right? And there was one more thing. Oh, Peggy, what was it? Oh, my God. It must have been a lie. Anyways, thank you very much.
Hi, my name is Teresa.